Siman Tuf, Reish, Samech, Gimel. Seder Tfilas Chola Moed. The davening for Chola Moed. Sif Aleph. B'Chola Moed Motin Sefer Torah, V'Korim Bo Arba'a. So Chola Moed, yes. Chola Moed has four aliyahs. Right? Rosh Chodesh is four aliyahs. Monday and Thursday, three aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh, Chola Moed, four aliyahs. So B'Chola Moed Motin Sefer Torah, V'Korim Bo Arba'a. Four aliyahs. B'Korbanos HaChag, Sheba Parashas Pinchas. We read the Korban Musaf that appears in Parashas Pinchas. Uviyom harishon shel chol hamoed korei kohen uviyom hasheni. So now in chutz laretz, there's basically the halachic assumption it's a sfeika diyoma. We don't know is day one or day zero. We don't know if day two is really day two or really day one. Okay, now it comes to chol hamoed. Now is it really day two or is it really day three? Is it day three or four or five? So in Eretz Yisrael, we know what it is. The first day is the first day, the second day is the second day, the third day is the third day. So Chol HaMoed, on Sukkos, we read the same Aliyah, the same Korban four times. Everyone gets the same Aliyah, the same, because that's it. That's the Korban. How do they handle it in Chutz Laretz, where it's a Sveika Dioma? Is it day two or day three? Day three or day four? So there's a machlokes between the Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber says like this. The first day of Chol HaMoed, Kori Kori, the first Aliyah reads Uvayom HaSheni. The Levi reads Uvayom HaShlishi, because maybe it's the third day. Right? They already had 2 days of Yantar, so it's the third day of Sukkot. The question is if the first day was the real first day or not. So the Kohen's going to read Uvayom HaSheni. The Levi's going to read Uvayom HaShlishi. The Yisrael Chos of Akkor Uvayom HaShlishi. The Yisrael repeats exactly what the Levi just read. The Ravi'i Kore, the Sveika Diyoma, the Ravi'i reads the two that are in doubt, which is Uviyom HaSheni, Uviyom HaShlishi. Now there's the Kore B'Shar Yom. So it's going to read Uviyom day two, day three, day two and three. That's how the Machaber says to do. Hagah, that's not what Ashkenazim do. Ashkenazim do like the Ramah. Hagah, says the Ramah. The Eish Omrim, Sheshnayim HaRishon Koron B'Sveika Diyoma. The first two read the Sveika Diyoma to suffix if it's day two or day three. So the first two are reading, first one's reading day two, second one's reading day three. V'Ashlishi Koron B'Yom HaMocharas. And then the third Ali is reading the next day, even though it's not part of the suffix. Day two, day three, the next one's reading day four, even though it's not day four. And then the fourth one, Chosim Akkor, Kol Sveika Diyoma, Dainam HaShikor, Shnayim HaRishonim. And the fourth Aliyah goes back and reads day two and day three. Dechein Anu Nogin. That is Minig Ashkenaz. That's what they do with Chutzot. Now, on Yom HaShvi'i, you can't do that, because you're not going to read about Shmini Atzeres on Chol HaMoed. Of Yom HaShvi'i, HaKohen Korei B'Yom HaMishi. So we go back one and do the exact opposite. We start backwards. The Kohen reads B'Yom HaMishi. The Levi reads B'Yom HaShishi. The Yisrael reads B'Yom HaShvi'i. Day 5, day 6, day 7. The fourth Aliyah, Kore Beyom HaShishi, or Beyom HaShvi'i, which is the Sveika Diyom. V'chein Anu Nogim, and that's what we do, says the Ramah, in Chutzot. Who continues in Mechaber. V'eretz Yisrael She'en Shan Sveika Diyom, in Eretz there was no suffix, and Kor Mechol Yom El Kor Ben Yom Bavad. They read the same Aliyah four times. Ki Beyom She'eni, Hu Rishon Chol Shamoy, Kore Kor Beyom HaShe'eni. V'ashlosh Ha'olim Acharav, the coin reads Beyom HaShe'eni, and the next three Aliyahs also read Beyom HaShe'eni. Chozim Mekorin also Parsha Atzma. They read the same Parsha because it's Yom HaSheni. V'alderazeh b'kol yom yishar ha-yomim. Okay. Sif Beis Shabbos Shal Chol HaMoed. Now, hold on a second. Why does the Ramah say to read a day ahead? It's not that day before. So, I'm not 100% sure. But, there is a machlokes in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Hilchos Shabbos, and Reish Pei Beis. The Machaber says you're allowed to read the same Aliyah again and again and again and again. And the Ramah says we don't do that. You're not allowed to do that. I was once at a Sephardi opera, and it never ends. Because they read the whole Parsha, and then they read the last three psukim again and again. They want to add hosafos. So, by Ashkenazi laning, they just break up the parsha. So you slowly see the end coming. You know when they're going to end. Over here, the parsha's finished, and they just keep reading the last three psukim. Uncle John, Uncle Beryl, Uncle Dove, Uncle Shmerel, Uncle Yanko, and he just kept going and going. It was like endless. You never know it's going to end. So the Mechaber holds you could read the same Aliyah again and again and again and again. And the Ramah holds that you can't. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, you have no choice. So the Ramah agrees. But maybe over here, it's a little bit Lishitasam, the Ramah would rather read something that's for sure not the day. Because anyway, we don't really know what the day is, I guess. And he doesn't like to repeat. So that's what I put there. He tells you to look in Kufla Medzayin. This is discussed at the end of Kufla Medzayin and Aresh Pei Beis.
Because we have no choice for repeating. I mean,
in Israel, we have no choice because we're not going to read a different day if it's for sure not, if we know what the day is. But in Nechutz L'Aretz, anyway, you have a suffix what the day is. So, as I'm guessing, the Ramah just tells you, and it comes from earlier sources, obviously. Okay, Siv Beis, Shabbos Shechol Moed, Arabitz V'Shakos V'Mincham Mispadel Shel Shabbos. So aside from Musaf, you daven a regular Shabbos daven. If you ever Yalav Yovah Baboga, and you add Yalav Yovah, Uva Musaf Omer Atavach Hartano, you have a Yantav daven. Atavach Hartano, V'Lichat Einu, Es Yom HaManoach Hazeh, Es Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, V'Chosem, and the conclusion is, if it's Shabbos Shechol Moed, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisroa V'Azmanu. Hagah Minogin Lomar Koheles B'Shabbos Shechol Moed, O b'shmini atzeres and ikla b'shabbos. So the meaning is to say koheles on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Or if there's no Shabbos Chol HaMoed, on shmini atzeres. If that falls on the Shabbos. Siv gimel, motzin shnei svarim. Shabbos Chol HaMoed, they take out two sefer. Me'echal korin re'ei ata omer elai. U'mafti kor b'kabanos shosvek ediyoma. And then the mafti is going to read the 2 days that are the svek ediyoma of Chutzlah. So it's only one day because there's no Sfeik Diyama. And that is Siman Tov Reish Samech Gimel.